Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, June 22nd, I hope you're well. Coming up, US and Iran agree on a 60-day roadmap for peace and...
He should take a step back, calmly, in a dignified manner, so that all of us as a party and then the country with us can take a step forward.
Keir Starmer on the brink of resigning. Plus, we've all viewed the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Qatar and Pakistan say encouraging progress has been made in talks towards lasting peace between the US and Iran. They've announced a goal of reaching a final deal over the next 2 months. A high-level committee will now be established with top negotiators focused on nuclear issues and sanctions. Iran's foreign minister has praised what he calls the country's tireless mediation. Former Pentagon official Adam Clements thinks the involvement of other nations will be key to a permanent settlement.
That's what the U.S. will have to use. I think it'll be forced to use in some ways some of its Gulf allies, some of its European allies as well, from a military standpoint, from a political pressure standpoint.
There's widespread speculation about Keir Starmer's future as British Prime Minister. There are reports he could step down today amid talk of growing tensions within the UK Labour Party. Donald Trump claimed yesterday evening on social media that Mr. Starmer will resign. On Friday, he insisted he would stand in any potential leadership contest. But Sky's deputy political editor Sam Coates, who's in Downing Street, says things have moved on.
I now understand people here in Westminster believe that Keir Starmer will accept that he needs to be part of an orderly transition. That means a deliberate and determined handover of power either before or more likely just after the summer recess.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to an incident in which a boy died after he was struck by a car near Ballina in County Mayo. The tragedy happened yesterday morning. News Talk's Fiona Ash reports.
Gardaí and emergency services were alerted to the incident at around 20 past 11 yesterday morning. The boy was a pedestrian on the road when he was struck by a car. He was pronounced dead at the scene. A post-mortem is due to take place. No other injuries were reported. Forensic investigators conducted an examination of the scene, and Gardaí are appealing for road users and pedestrians with camera footage who were in the area between 10:40 and 11:40 yesterday morning to contact them.
Tadhg Callaghan Carter, who died at the Donegal International Rally, will be remembered by his school today. St. Union's College in Letterkenny will open a book of condolence this morning. Cliona O'Dwyer has more.
15-year-old Tadhg Callaghan Carter is being described by St. Union's College as a deeply valued and popular member of the school community, and his loss will be felt deeply by his classmates, friends and teachers. Tadhg had just completed his junior cert exams and was getting ready to start fifth year this coming September. He died in an incident involving a car on the 12th stage of the rally near Kilmacrenan on Saturday evening and was pronounced dead at Letterkenny University Hospital. Two other people injured in the incident are understood to be in a stable condition. St. Union's College will open today to support students, parents, staff and the school community from 11 a.m, and a book of condolence will be available in the college chapel. There'll be a short prayer service at midday today.
We're being warned to be alert for scam messages seeking customs payments as new charges come into force next week. Deliveries shipped from outside the EU and valued at or under €150 are no longer exempt from customs charges, with a €3 fee applied to each unique item in an order. The CCPC is also advising shoppers who hope to escape the charges by ordering before the 1st of July to scrutinise delivery dates to avoid being hit with an unexpected bill. Gráinne Griffin from the CCPC says scammers will see this as an opportunity.
What we expect to see is that scammers and fraudsters will look to take advantage of those new messages going out and look to try and convince Irish consumers to hand over their cart details by sending out fake messages. So we are asking consumers to be really on alert.
There's a need for a whole of system protocol to end the hidden barriers faced by survivors of sexual violence, according to Rape Crisis Ireland. It says there are compounded barriers when it comes to disability, sexual orientation, gender identity, ethnicity and legal status. Only 14% of survivors facing two or more compounded barriers reported to a formal authority, less than half the rate of all survivors. Rape Crisis Ireland CEO Dr. Cliona Sadlier says they're being let down by the system.
We're looking at that cohort and we're asking the question, what's happening for them, and is there something different happening for them? And what is clear to us is that we are failing them, and I suppose I should say failing them more than we fail others. And, you know, that is particularly stark when we look at, for example, some of the evidence that's come up around their referral pathways. So from this we can hypothesize that they're finding it more difficult.
In business news, house price inflation has slowed across the country. There's been a 5.8% annual rise in the price of a three-bed semi-D, slowing gradually from the 8.7% increase at the end of 2025. The actual selling price rose by 0.9% in the past 3 months. REA spokesperson Seamus Carthy says houses that are in good condition are selling better.
On the ground and right now, we're seeing a real divide in the housing market. Turnkey, ready-to-go homes are really flying off the shelves. Properties that need work, they're sitting there a little bit longer. Buyers are just terrified of runaway renovation costs, and trying to find tradespeople is really, really difficult.
In entertainment news, Toy Story 5 has become the biggest box office debut of the year in the US. The fifth film in the franchise earned $160 million in its opening weekend. That makes it immediately more successful than any of the previous Toy Story movies. And in sport, in GAA, the draw for the All-Ireland Football Championship quarter-finals will be made this morning. Kerry, Mayo, Dublin and Monaghan will be paired with Cork, Louth, Galway or Tyrone. Repeat provincial final ties and rematches from earlier in the championship will be avoided. The quarter-finals will be played at Croke Park next weekend. Speaking after his side progressed at the expense of Donegal yesterday, Dublin boss Ger Brennan wasn't going to get too far ahead of himself.
Any team that's already in the quarter final, I think looking back over the last two seasons, I think only one of the preliminary winners, possibly Galway, they're probably one of the only teams to actually win the quarter final as well. So it's a tough task, but whoever we draw, I know we can't draw Loud again with the structure, but whomever we draw, they will definitely have the advantage, yeah.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.